This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Wednesday morning. We are live from the Clinton County 2018 4-H Fair. I'm Kevin Keith. And special thanks to our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Spiral's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antique, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Also a special thanks to Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan for having us out this morning. Joining us now here at the, by the way, we're at the Antioch Church Food Building, and boy, it sure smells good here this morning. We've got Kelsey Quinn. She's a tenure member in Howard County, and right now she's the assistant, program assistant at the Extension Office. Kelsey, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So what does your job involve with being an assistant and helping out Bethany?
Yep, so the program assistant, I help with all three areas in Extension. I help with Esmeralda, with HHS, Karen with 4-H, and we don't have an A&R educator, but I'll help with that when they do hire someone.
So what were some of your projects you worked on over your 10 years in Howard County?
Oh, my God, yeah. In Howard County, I did the swine project, showed goats and rabbits, and I also did building projects like photography, but the more I got, I started just with livestock, so, yep.
All right. So what's the future look like for you? Are you going to be a program assistant for a while with Bethany?
Yeah. I want to stay in Clinton County for a while. Yeah, I'm going to stay with program assistant and get my master's.
All right.
Through, because I'm a Purdue employee, too, so
okay.
That makes that nice.
All right. You like working with the kids and helping them out, especially
the young
ones?
Yeah, 4-H is my passion. I've loved it.
All right. Well, thank you, Kelsey, for coming in, and I may grab you a minute again here if we need you, but I appreciate your time.
Sounds great.
Okay, we'll pass over to Katie Blacker, right?
Yes.
I could tell you were a Blacker.
Yeah.
So you're an 8-year member, Katie, swine and basic crafts. Tell me how you got started.
Well, it started because my older sister, she started. Last year was her 10-year, and my dad used to do it. My uncles, my family, they used to have a pig farm before there was a fire, and they wanted to start it back up in the antique barn that we had over at the farm. And so we just picked it up and started from the bottom, and we just, I mean, at first we just had some pigs that we really, you know, didn't know much about, but later as the years gone on, we started winning, and now I did basic crafts and like cake decorating and stuff, but pig has been my passion since I was little. I've loved them, and I just started from there.
So are you participating in the swine show today?
Yes, I just got done with my first class of the day. I had a Hampshire Gilt, and she got fourth, and she was really little, but we still did good for her.
All right. What else are you doing today?
I will be showing a York Barrow, a Hampshire Barrow, and a crossbred Barrow. So,
what do the judges look for when you're out there walking around? Muscle tone and...
Oh, yeah. You got to have the perfect pig. They got to walk good. They got to be... They just got to have, like, that muscular fit. They got to have their head up. They got to just stride along the ring. Got to make figure eights. Show every side of that pig so the judge can see what you're looking at. So,
what does basic crafts involve?
Oh, it's anything. I mean, I've gone from making ladders to making benches to making pottery, painting pottery. It's different every year. I've actually, like, I've won Supreme last year. I mean, sweepstakes, not Supreme. And this year I made a bench out of a water trough. So it's basically anything that you can put together, and whatever amount of time you got, it will work all through the summer with it.
So what's your age and where you go to school at?
I'm 16, and I'm going to be a junior at Clinton Prairie this year. So
you've got a couple more years, and yeah. You'll be a 10-year member here in a couple mm-hmm. years.
Yep, two more years.
Any goals on college? Get your sights set on one particular?
I want to stay local. I mean, I want to go to at least to Purdue or Butler, somewhere where I can drive, see my family, not go out of state or anything. But
mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to work with younger 4-H members?
Yes, I was a mentor for Jet Stillwell last year and Pigs for Mini 4-H. And just having my little brother right behind me, I've just worked with him and we've worked together. And we have neighbors and stuff that have little kids, so we've always just helped out.
And you enjoy that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to give back to them.
And they come in not knowing a whole lot, right?
Right, so you right. Really... You just got to, because, like, since I was little, the swine industry has changed, like, majorly. It's not, you know, just pick up a pig and just feed it. You got to have all the little things with it, different feeding, and it's changed, so you got to show the beginners how it's done, and everyone's learning every day.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Katie.
Yeah.
I may grab you again in a minute.
All right.
Bethany, who is next? We've got several students hanging around here. You introduce her, Bethany.
My name is Michelle.
All right. And who do we have with us?
Josie Mattingly.
All right, Josie. Tell us how long you've been in 4-H.
This is my ninth year in 4-H.
At what school do you go to?
Clinton Prairie.
All right. And you'll be a?
Senior.
Okay. Do you have goals for a college? Do you have one picked out that you're kind of looking at?
Not particularly right now. Maybe planning on going to do judging at a school in Illinois.
And so what are some of the projects that you've worked on in the past 8 years?
I've done from, like, models to photography to sheep and rabbits. So.
What are you doing this year?
Mainly just sheep.
Okay. And have you already participated in that? Have they already done
yes.
that?
Yes.
All right. I think Melissa Miller has a question for you.
Yeah, Josie, actually, she's going to talk to me later in the week because I'm going to leave her alone for the most part. But Josie did really well at the sheep show, not only with her sheep, but what else did you do?
I won Master Showmanship for sheep.
And what does that mean?
That I get to compete Thursday night for Supreme Showmanship.
What does that all entail? Because I already know the reason why we got you on this morning is because you're going to be busy all day today.
Yep, I have to learn a lot of different species, cattle, hogs, sheep, goats, llamas, and horses as well.
Have you had a chance to work with younger 4-H members?
Yes, I have. This past year, I got a girl involved. I think she's going into fourth grade, and I just taught her the fundamentals of sheep, and she actually did really well. She placed third in her class.
All right. Well, thank you, Josie, for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Good luck to you Thursday night.
Thank you.
All right. I'll let you pass the microphone over to Grayson Stevens. Is that right, Grayson Stevens?
Yeah.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, too.
So you're 11 years old.
Yeah.
And a two-year 4-H member. I think I know your Nana. I think I saw you on Facebook last night. Is
yeah.
it Tanya?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm friends with her on Facebook. And she was awful proud of you last night. I saw all the photos.
Yeah.
So you won the showmanship for cattle in the junior division. Why did you choose to work with cattle?
Because I really like the challenge in working with animals, and I've always had a...
Our members often ask us, is this loan too small? The answer is probably not. From holiday loans to get through the Christmas season, to braces, guitars, or even that big screen TV you've been wanting. Here at Encompass, we work with you on loans both big and small. So stop by or apply online today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
No one knows how to help you say, I love you, like Sparrow Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrow's has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say, I love you, just the way you want. Sparrow's will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Remember, Tony says, Sparrow's wants to help you say, I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever needs to be said just the right way, with flowers. Call us today for delivery today or stop by Sparrow's greenhouse and large showroom.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job or, if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
Does your yard or patio need a makeover? I know mine does, but I'm not an expert. But I know who is. Hardesty Landscaping. There's no job too large or too small that Hardesty Landscaping won't give you a professional design. One that fits your budget and needs. If you can dream it, they can build it. Whether it's a fire pit, patio, fountain, water garden, retaining wall, or shrubs, trees, and flowers, call Hardesty Landscaping today at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And welcome back to Party Line. Special thanks to our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. And also a special thanks to Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan for getting us out here today. Bethany, apologize for that. We had just a small technical difficulty, but we're good to go now.
It's all right.
You were saying.
Okay, so we, two years ago, we were able to do a fundraiser for the Sheep Gates. We raised almost $40,000 for new Sheep Gates. They're absolutely beautiful. Come check those out. And now we're working on doing it for the Goat Club. We are halfway to our goal, and we have half those gates here at this county fair, and we are sure we're going to have them for next year with the help of our community. So the Clinton County Farm Bureau, the 4-H Marketplace that I did, Encompass Credit Union, are just a few of the names that were able to help us get the half that we already have. And we are doing fundraising to get the another 35,000 worth of gates for the Goat Club. So like everybody's trying to do their part to update our fair, and this is what we're trying to do for the gates for the goats right now. So we appreciate them for doing that. If anybody wants to help, mm-hmm. we have ways that you can do that. So come by and see me at the extension office and we can get you the paperwork to get that filled out. $5 is great. $5,000 is even better. So whatever everybody's able to donate, it gets us there a little bit closer. So this week we have Papa John's doing food for us here. We auctioned off some stuff during the Goat Club show. And so every little bit helps us get there.
I know, Bethany, we all keep referring to it as updating the fairgrounds and updating. And you and I know what that means. But for the general public, tell them why there is such a need for these gates.
Well, like I talked earlier, this is something that's in our family, and it goes on for years and years to come. Just had a baby 2 months old. She's going to be showing here in a few years, and we want her to be able to have a facility that's still standing for her to be able to do that. So it's been a few years since we've done a major update and facelift to the fair, and we're ready to do it again, and it's time. We've got a great young committee on the fair council and on the 4-H council side that are ready to do some updates, and we just got to get it done now.
We keep talking about kids coming out of the womb in Clinton County and being ready to go. What is the earliest they can start?
Well, I have a three-year-old that we will go down to Nationals in Louisville, and she'll show sheep this year for the first time as a three-year-old. So
wow.
That's kind of exciting. But in 4-H, to actually be in 4-H, you have to be in kindergarten. We start them what's called Clover Buds, kindergarten and first grade. When they're in second grade, they are called mini 4-H'ers, and that's the first time they can go in the ring here in Clinton County as a mini 4-H'er with a mentor. They teach them the ropes of how to show, what to do, what not to do, how to handle those animals, large and small, and all the different divisions. And then you're on your own when you get into third grade. You're a first-year member being in the ring. So you're obviously allowed to have helpers as a first-year member, too, but you're allowed to be on your own, doing your own thing, having as many livestock as you want showing, so...
Do you find that most 4-H'ers who have been in it for a couple of years are willing to help the younger ones?
Oh, yes.
Some
yes.
are better than others.
Because they understand. They've been there. They've done that. They've needed help. So they understand that they can see the look in the eye when someone's getting a little scared and need an extra hand. So I know Katie's been there to help some few, and I've helped few, and I've been helped by older kids as well. So
yeah, very good. So... Who's
Aiden
in the chair
Hendrickson.
Here? We have Aiden. I lost my piece of paper my students on them.
It is right here.
Oh, yeah, it was turned over. Okay. So we've got Aiden, and we'll talk to him next. Aiden Hendrickson is a 9-year member. Aiden, good morning, and thanks for coming out.
Good morning.
It says here you are junior leaders, photography, and woodworking. Tell me first what junior leaders involves.
Well, junior leaders is a program we have in 4-H, and it's basically an opportunity for 7th graders through seniors to basically help us have leadership opportunities, such as running meetings, running fundraisers, basically just things that push us out of our comfort zone that we may not have been exposed to. And
right.
it really helped a lot of us shape as people.
So it gets you more comfortable in situations that you wouldn't.
For example, I was not fond in running meetings in front of people. That's something that I've been exposed to, and I hope that help me in my future.
Yeah, that'll help you as an adult for sure. Or maybe in a job. You know,
yeah, certainly,
So how long were you with Junior Leaders?
I think this is my fifth year, I believe. So
all right.
I've been around the block.
And you enjoy that?
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot. It's actually my favorite project. I call it a project, but, I mean, we help set up the fair. It's really the communication with your own peers that you really treasure.
Mm-hmm. So, photography. Tell me a little bit about that. How'd you get involved or interested, I guess, in that?
Well, it all started when I was a first-year 4-H member, and I think my mom pushed me to do photography, and I've always been interested in tech and cameras and such. So, I mean, I just took pictures of scenery. And
now, do you do it with your phone like a lot of us, or do you have a real camera?
I have a real camera,
yeah.
a Canon. So, yeah.
And so what, have you won anything with your photography? How have you done through the years?
Well, one year I got, it was grand champion for, I think it was like an edited photo. So I had to go into Photoshop, make some changes and such. That made it to state fair. But I mean, I just jump around with each one. You know, you got the black and white and you got the salon prints and all that, but.
So where have you found some of your best photos at? Right here in Clinton County, just out driving around, you see beautiful nature or scenery?
Actually, that's the funny thing. I tend to believe that I love the scenery in Indiana, but I start to take pictures outside of the state because that's something that people not normally see. For example, I took pictures on a pier in Lake Michigan. That's one of my photos I actually have with I think a time-lapse of water splashing up against a pier, and that was something I really valued because I love the water. And so.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So also woodworking. Tell me
woodworking.
About that.
Okay, so this year my project was a coffee table made from a giant slab of quarter sawn oak, and the legs were cedar. And the funny part about that tabletop is that it used to be a 1850s worker's bench.
Okay.
So it was a very... I like the history of the wood. It had the giant bandsaw marks underneath from that era.
Wow,
so
yeah,
I
that's
really
cool.
valued that piece of wood, so I decided to salvage it.
So is that your first year of woodworking?
That's actually my third year with woodworking.
What were some of the other projects that you had?
My first year, I made a it was a bench made from I think it was buggy maple.
Okay.
And buggy maple and cherry. That was a bench I have. It's actually sitting in my room. It's a nice piece.
Right.
My second year, I made a table with a live edge, and that was made from, I think it was pine.
What does live edge mean?
Live edge, so normally on a board, you'd probably edge off everything. So make it like 90 degrees and every
make it nice and...
This edge actually has a... Not a rounded edge, but it's not consistent all around. So it's actually the edge of the tree.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay, yeah.
So I just sanded it down. Yeah,
like a live tree. Live, yeah. Exactly, okay, exactly. Cool. What kind of tools do you use with woodworking? Is there any restrictions on that?
There are not really any restrictions, but I mean, you can use anything from, you know, a bandsaw to a router to a planer. There's a big list.
So, what's your age, and where do you go to school, and what's your future plans?
Well, I am 18 years old. I will be a senior, and I'm actually homeschooled.
Okay.
So that's one thing. And I'm looking into going to Ball State. I'm looking into the CAP program, which is like a design program. My dad's an architect, so he's kind of influenced me in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That kind of helps with the woodworking a little bit, too,
right?
Oh,
yeah.
Learning
I enjoy the design process, so.
Okay, well, very good. Aiden, thanks for coming over this morning.
Well, thank you very much.
Good luck to you. So he's a 9-year member, and Bethany has Susie Ryan here. She's the 2018 4-H Council President. Susie, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're a past 10-year member as well.
Yes, many years ago.
Yeah, what were some of the projects you worked on when you were in 4-H, and how'd you do?
I did mainly the building projects, foods and sewing, and just different things like that in the building. They have a lot more projects up there now. They have Legos for the kids now and models, so those projects over time kind of change.
Kind of evolve a little.
The interests of the kids.
So what does it involve being the 4-H Council President? That's a loaded question, yeah.
It's a lot of time, a lot of hard work. We have pre-fair judging for the building projects, so it's setting areas up for that to take place and then rearranging, moving projects so more projects can come in to be judged. We do that over there's 3 days that we do pre-fair judging. It's just organizing, timing, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sweating, hard work, and just making sure that everybody has what they need. We order the ribbons and all the plaques, all the awards.
How's this season went?
It's really gone pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
We've had quite a few members step up and help out this year. And our new secretary in the extension office, Bethany, has helped us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She's a past 10-year member and very interested in 4-H and likes to see it succeed. So
she's helped me a lot this morning, too.
Yes. Yeah, she helps a lot.
Where do we go from here? It's probably a year-round job for you, too, right?
Well, it'll kind of die out. We will take projects, any building projects that the kids need taken down to the state fair. The extension office does that, and then it really kind of dies down for a while, and then we'll gear back up in September, October, start having meetings again and start gearing up for next year's fair.
So you'll still be involved, of course?
I'm hoping to be.
Okay, yeah. Good.
The council members are from the townships,
mm-hmm.
So you serve, I think it's a 2-year term, and then you can either stay on or you can be replaced. And the township clubs, 4-H clubs, vote on those people. And then I think there's 4 at-large representatives that come from anywhere in the county, and those are elected at the extension meeting in January. So
it seems like everybody I've talked to this week and prior to this week talking about being out here at the fair everybody is so on board and excited right now. And that wasn't the case a couple years ago in Clinton County, but it seems like everybody's wearing a lot of hats and putting in a lot of hours and literally sweating it out here some days. But that's a good thing, isn't it? Everybody's,
yes, it is a very good thing.
Everybody's
and,
on board.
I think the Fair Council needs an applaud because they work very hard, too, and we work with them very well, and I think we both have the same vision to improve this fairgrounds and make it a year-round facility more so than it is now,
mm-hmm.
and to move forward.
Is there anything on your wish list? I've asked everybody that this week, and everybody's like, oh, boy, I've got a big wish list, but anything that you would love to see next year that isn't here now?
Bethany.
What's Bethany saying?
Sorry. I can start
yeah.
a whole list.
Yeah.
Well, let Bethany yeah. talk about it, too, a little bit. Just,
oh, my goodness.
I mean, some realistic stuff.
Realistic
you know?
Stuff. I mean, obviously, we're working for the new gates is one thing. We're just trying to, you know, get new, whatever it is. Stuff's been here for a long time. It's had its wear and tear, and it's been really useful, but now it's time to update it. So eventually, like we said, we'd like to see new barns and be getting bigger things back in here to the fair that are going to be useful. We've our hog barns, our cattle barns, what used to be the old show arena, as we still call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's had its time, and it's needing a new face. So that's what we're working on. So we'd love to see it happen.
So we've only got about 4 minutes left in the program here. Anything else we need to know? Like you said, we really want people to come out. It's been warm a couple of days this week, but
today's
I think
supposed to be beautiful.
Today is, yeah.
Yeah, come out and enjoy the fair, first of all. Just be here and just see what's happening now and to see all the different people that are involved. If you want to get involved, Extension office is a great place to come stop by and say, hey, what can I do? If you have willing hands that are able to do something, we will put you to work. If you've got a pretty big pocket, we will use your money. However you are able to help us, we will use you in one way or another. Hands are a huge thing. For larger service, that's what I keep going back to, and that's what we need, lots of hands. So my parents, and I know Melissa is another parent of mine, basically, that they've put a lot of hard work in, and they're ready for the next generation to step up, and that's what my age is running to start doing. So we are ready to facelift and move forward.
And a lot of people are busy over the summer sometimes with vacations and stuff, so they may hear us now, but they can't get in contact with you, but that's okay. They could get in touch with you in September,
right,
October.
And like we
right?
talked earlier, it is year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So there's stuff that can be done year-round to help us. If you can't be here the week of the fair, that's fine. We have stuff that can be done in the off-season as well. So,
one more question from Melissa Miller.
Not so much as a question as it is just I'd like to give a kind of a shout-out and a pat on the back to the 4-H Council for everything they do, but for the Purdue staff, and I know Bethany, yeah, she just had a baby. She didn't miss a beat. That poor kid, I'm honestly surprised we didn't deliver it in the office because she did not want to leave because she knew everything that was going on. And like she said, the next generation, they're coming up. Her parents, we, and, you know, myself and my husband, we all did 4-H together.
It's in the blood.
To the point that our kids are all the same age, and they actually went to school together, so,
yep.
And did everything. And now they're all leaders together, so the next generation is coming up, and we hope to see these kids that are in the ring now as they come through. We have a lot of them starting to come back. I'm sure Katie will be back eventually when she goes on to college, but, yeah.
With her dad being on the fair council, too,
well, yeah,
I'm sure.
I,
yeah,
I
she doesn't
when,
get a choice.
When dad's
yeah,
tired, when dad's tired, ready to get off,
and that's once
it over,
again,
so.
It's in the blood. It comes all back around. Her grandpa was fair council president, now Jamie is, and
yeah.
Katie may be one day the next fair council president.
It's generations. We're looking at right now. I can look around this fairgrounds today, just within a stone's throw, and you're going to see four generations of 4-H that have come through this. Mm-hmm.
Very true.
All right. Well, Bethany, thank you so much for making
thank
my job
us.
Easier this morning, all right? And we'll probably see you before the
yep.
end of the week.
Oh, right? Yeah, we'll be here.
Thanks again. All right, and thank you for joining us today from the Clinton County 4-H Fair 2018. This has been Party Line Live from the fair. We're at the Antioch Church Building. If you'd like to stop over tomorrow or Friday and say hi to us, I want to thank our sponsors, Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan, who was nice enough to stop by a couple times this week, and we'll talk to him later on this week. Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan helping us be out here today. Also, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well. Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 8:30 live from the Clinton County 2018 4-H Fair. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.